You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Good morning, whole world watching. Kilmore Abrigo Garcia. See where he will go at 8 a.m. this morning. Will the Democrats stand with him? Will they hide him? Or will he turn himself into ICE for deportation? Now, the Democrats already got what they wanted over this was a fight. They vowed they would bring him home, as in Maryland. His home is El Salvador. That's where he's from, and that's where the Trump administration sent him. But the Democrats think his home is in Maryland, so he can come back and continue with the voter drive, human trafficking and the like. That's what he's charged with. The illegal voter drive. So the Democrat judge, setting legal precedent, that's what that was about this weekend, orders him roam free. Why would she do this? She wants to make it so no illegal can ever be picked up again. This is incredible. This is a guy with a deportation order. He has no rights. His only right is to choose Uganda or Costa Rica. That is his only right. And so when you have Democrat judges ordering Trump to send people like that free who are criminals, MS-13 gang members, what they're trying to do is make it impossible to hold these people in a cell. And this case, this Abrigo Garcia case, will be cited to try to keep Trump and any other sane American from deporting these people to their home countries, but also... And it will be referenced to, you know, this idea that, hey, once they're here, no matter how many deportation orders they have by a judge, they must be sent free. Now, thankfully, once he returned to Maryland, this lunatic liberal judge, who is not following the law or any constitution, she's just, whatever, runaway judge. She doesn't have any more say. That is because of a massive win by Donald Trump earlier this year. These judges used to be judicial dictators who would follow Trump around and tell him what to do. Now there are state lines that once you cross them, and you get out of her judicial district, she can't do nationwide rulings anymore. Thank God for that. So what comes next? Well, this is Mike Howell. He's with the Oversight Project.
Does he end up taking the deal that would send him to Costa Rica, or does he basically say, go pound sand, government, I'm going to Uganda?
Yeah, good question. We'll know the answer in a couple hours here. Tom Homan's basically said, you can't stay here. You gotten to go home. So he can either pick Costa Rica and the warm beaches there or go over to Uganda. But he is not going to be a quote-unquote Maryland man for any longer. He never was. He's an El Salvadorian gangbanger who's been doing violence across the country here, including charges of human smuggling over in Tennessee. The country will be a lot safer in a couple hours, regardless of what he chooses.
But there is this other possibility. He could run. In fact, the media is following him now. He left his brother's home. to see. They're assuming he's going to meet with ICE, as he's ordered to do at 8 a.m., but they're not really sure what he'll do.
So, I mean, hypothetically speaking, what happens if he just doesn't show up?
Well, then ICE will go and grab him. I'm sure they have eyes on him. His lawyers, if they're helping him evade ICE, I'm sure could also face some sort of prosecution, or anybody else that might be in the mix. I mean, the entire Democratic apparatus, from the highest levels of politics, including U.S. senators in Maryland, and even our own governor here in Wes Moore, who's really a Zohran Mamdani-type figure with a fake war record, have been standing up and thwarting the federal government and the lawful exercise of immigration enforcement the entire times. But I even think it would be too bold a step for them to help him evade. Everyone knows where he is, and we all know where he won't be pretty soon, and that is the United States of America.
Amen. So the fight continues, and we're gonna win this one, and they're gonna lose. They're gonna lose it politically as well, folks. Meanwhile, you're watching the Civil War. You are. You want to know what the Civil War is over? Really? It's over the fact that Democrats can't win American votes anymore. And just to have, congressional representation on par with us, they need illegals to stay in their sanctuary cities so that they can be counted in the census. And J.D. Vance explained this weekend. This is what this war is really about.
We had way fewer House seats than we should have if illegal aliens weren't counted in the census for purposes of apportioning congressional seats. The best estimates I've seen is that in California, for example, has 5 additional congressional seats than it should have because they count illegal aliens for the purpose of apportioning representatives. Meanwhile, Ohio, my home state, lost a representative. We're literally losing representatives for American citizens in order to give congressional representation to illegal aliens. Republicans are trying to balance out the scales a little bit for basic fairness and for the integrity of our democracy, which the president cares about as much as anybody in the country.
So California, which has been bleeding Americans are running, has 5 congressional seats it should not have because illegal immigrants were counted in the census. This is what this is all about. As the Democrats try to establish precedent, no matter how many times a judge rules that Kilmore, Abrego Garcia, has got to go, it doesn't matter. He gets to stay. Vote Democrat and be counted in the census. This is where we are. Meanwhile, over the weekend, one of my favorite stories, I love this, because when you look at what some people are risking to do this. Boston cops tired of rapists and child sex offenders, gangbangers, and weapons traffickers wanted by Interpol. That's just who we picked up last week. All illegal immigrants released under sanctuary city policies to rape again, to murder again. All of them set free. They call this freedom, and they say they're fighting oppression. That's why they let child rapists go. Apparently, the reason ICE has been so successful at picking up these future Democrat voters as they wander Boston is because the cops are defying the Democrats, Boston cops, at risk of everything, losing their job and potentially being prosecuted, to help ICE find these very violent Democrat voters and get them out. Folks, this is a bad, you're watching a civil war. The two sides aren't shooting at each other, and I pray God they never do, but that's what it is. And it's over Democrat congressional seats that they cannot otherwise win because Americans think they're insane. And apparently, and I'll tell you the story on the other side, it's a great story. The Boston police have chosen sides, and it's not with their employer.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.